This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Del Olale.
All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5. Time to play Beat the Limo Guy, Justin from Black Horse Limo. BlackHorseLimo.com, BlackHorseLimo.com. You can find any limo needs, you got them there. He's also at Warehouse Live, and he's also at Rise. What's going on with Rise, Justin?
Well, we were supposed to open last Friday. A guy coming in from L.A. decided it wasn't safe, so we canceled that. And we had a guy coming in from out of the country tonight, had to cancel that. So officially, 100% officially official, we are opening New Year's Eve.
New Year's
Eve. Forget about 2020. We're just going to wait till 2021 and kick it off.
That's the best way to go about it. Just get 2020 in the rearview mirror. And what are you going to have there that night?
I think on New Year's Eve, we're just going to have local stuff. It's already almost at capacity. And then Saturday and Friday after New Year's Eve, we're having some national stuff come on. We haven't announced yet, but that should be coming out next week.
All right. All that going on at Rise. And what's that, riserooftop.com?
Yep.
Riserooftop.com is where you can find that information and get your tickets for any event over there. And Warehouse this weekend, what's going on?
Headbangers Delight. Tonight we have tributes to Metallica, Pantera, and Seven Dust.
Oh, doesn't get any better. That's my jam right there. That's right in my wheelhouse right there. Pantera? What? So that's going on at Warehouse Live, warehouselive.com. And of course, if you need a limo, and if you want to play Justin and get the limo ride there and back to Del Frisco's, that happens. That's been happening a lot lately. And our contestant this week is Jason, and he's going to play Beat the Limo Guy. Jason, how are you?
Doing good.
What do you do for a living there, Jason?
What was that?
What do you do for a living?
Do some real estate.
Real estate. Nice. But hey, real estate, that industry's moving. I hear a lot of people buying and selling right now. So hopefully you've been good this horrific year, 2020. And you're going to play Beat the Limo Guy. We appreciate you listening. You were the 10th caller in. So now you're going to be able to play Beat the Limo Guy. A lot of big spreads here this week, Justin. You see the numbers up there? 10s, 9s, 14.5s, 8.5s. So we got some big discrepancies here.
I know. I'm looking at my list. I don't have any minuses. They're all pluses.
All yours are pluses because you like to take big numbers. I know that. And you know, some numbers have moved too. So, and we've got more games at a certain place. So we'll try and find your game. Some of them are off the board at some places, but we'll try and find your game if you want to play those games. So you, as always, Justin from Black Horse Limo, get to choose. Do you pick or do you defer?
I think I'm 3-1 since I've been deferring, so I'm going to go ahead and defer.
He's going to defer to Jason. So Jason, you're up first. What you got?
Oh, I'm going to take the Chicago Bears. Go ahead and win it.
The Chicago Bears.
Well beyond the 3.
The Chicago Bears are -3 this week against the Detroit Lions. -3. Justin?
Let's go with the San Francisco 49ers.
The San Francisco 49ers are going to be playing, I believe that's a Monday night game against the Bills, and the San Francisco 49ers are -1 in that football contest. Jason?
All right, we got Arizona playing at home. We'll go ahead and pick them up.
Arizona's +3 against the Los Angeles Rams. +3. Arizona +3. Justin?
Let's stick with that game and take the under.
The under 48. Under 48 in that football contest. Under 48. Jason?
Let's go with the team. The football team.
The football team. At this point in our lives, from Washington, the Washington football team I can't find on my board. I don't have them on my board.
+8.
The Washington football team you have at +8 in there. I don't have it. So I'm going to have to. Hey, Justin, you want to take the 8?
I was actually looking. I couldn't find that game this morning either.
No, I don't have it anywhere, Jason. You're going to have to pick another game.
All right, let's go with the Colts beating down the Texans.
Okay, the Indianapolis Colts are -3.5 at the Houston football team. Justin?
Let's go with the Browns.
The Browns from Cleveland are +6 at the Tennessee Titans. Browns from Cleveland, +6. Jason?
We'll take the big spread, Kansas City -1.
Kansas City is -14.5 at this point in our lives. -14.5 against the Denver Broncos. -14.5, Del. Justin?
How about the Chargers? What do you have them at?
The Chargers from Los Angeles are another football team that we're looking for at this time, and I do not find them as well. No, I don't have. Oh, yeah, Chargers are +1. Chargers are +1 at home. +1.
Yep, I'll take it.
Okay. And Jason?
We will go last pick. Last pick we'll take Buffalo going against the San Francisco pick.
Oh! What? That sounds like what? That sounds like a double banger, banger, banger. Udell doesn't have it ready. Double banger. That's a double banger. So we got the Bills +1, San Francisco -1. And Justin?
What was it, Dell in the bathroom or something?
Dell went to, system. He had to go poop.
No, actually the system crashed, so I couldn't play it. That's all it is.
Oh, I thought you were pooping.
Dropping a deuce on the air.
Yeah.
Taking a meeting.
Yeah, he's got a meeting with, well, we're not gonna,
I'm not saying it. That's Lance's thing.
That's what Lance always calls it.
Beating it with Lance.
Your last pick, Justin?
Let's take the Jets, 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 Jets.
Wow, taking the Jets. You're not going to make a living betting on the New York Jets, but they are +9 this week against the Las Vegas Raiders, +9, the New York football Jets. Dell, who they got?
So to be clear, Justin has the Niners -1. Jason has the Bills +1, correct? So just make sure I didn't flip them. Jason, you started off with the Bears -3, Cards +3, Colts -3.5, KC -14.5, and the Bills +1, correct? That sounds right to you?
Sounds like a winner.
Okay, Justin with the Niners -1, under in the Cards game 48, Browns +4, Chargers +1, Jets +9.
Yeah,
Browns were +6, I think.
Browns plus six.
Yeah.
Okay. We got them all squared away.
There it is. Beat the limo guy, Jason. We appreciate it. If you win, you get the limo ride to and from Del Frisco's with a $200 gift card. And that'll be a lot of fun with you and whomever you take. So congratulations if you win. If not, oh well. I can't believe you lost to Justin. But oh well. Thanks for playing, Jason, and thanks for listening. We appreciate it. And Justin, as always, blackhorselimo.com. We got Christmas lights, right?
Lots of Christmas lights. I actually just booked one 10 minutes before I called in.
Really? Booked one 10 minutes? You just may talk to Justin if you're calling in for a limo to go look around. Drink, Del, right? This is what white people do?
I mean, I don't want to make it strictly about white people, but you seem to enjoy it. The drinking of and watching Christmas lights.
Yes.
I mean, and driving around.
Isn't that good, clean fun? I mean,
sure.
I mean, it doesn't get any better. So if you're looking at
like the Masters, it's like a tradition, like on any other.
Unlike any other. It's what white people do. Drink, get drunk, and look at lights.
I can start listing other things white people do if you want to get into it.
No, but this is one of them.
Okay.
This is one of them.
All right, sure.
And, of course, you got warehouselive.com. You got the big Metallica. And other people, I don't know who he said.
He didn't say Metallica, did he?
Yeah, he said it's a Metallica tribute.
Okay, tribute band.
Yeah.
And other people.
And other people.
Is Styx going to be there at some point, cover band?
They were just a few weeks ago, right?
Yeah, like 3 weeks ago we had them.
Yeah, 3 weeks ago Styx was there. So that had to be the biggest night in Warehouse Live history.
Dell doesn't listen to me, apparently, does he?
No, he doesn't.
No, because anything that comes out of her mouth is usually bad picks, so I just tune you out.
Oh, he tunes you out.
Look, I got to keep track of the picks and then send them to Justin if he loses. I got stuff to do here. Sorry.
He's busy. He's too busy to hear who you got at Warehouse Live. And then Rise, rooftop.com, New Year's Eve. Get your New Year's Eve plans with the grand opening at Rise. All good stuff, Justin. As always, we appreciate it. And we will talk to you. Best of luck this week because you haven't had much luck. Oh, no, you actually have been pretty good lately, right?
Of late, yeah.
But yeah, early on.
Overall, not so much.
Not so much. Best of luck, and we'll talk to you. Thanks for playing our game.
All right, guys. Have a good weekend.
There's Justin from BlackHorseLimo.com. 713-780-3776 is the number. 713-780-3776. Ben is here on ESPN 97. He wants to talk about that Bills spread. What do you say, Ben?
Hey, guys. I just want to know if why the Bills went from minus 2.5 to now they're plus 1. Also, do you guys have any good bets for this week?
Any good? Lance loves the Colts this week against the Texans. I haven't really broken anything down yet. I mean, if you just heard those guys, I kind of like the Packers against the Eagles. You want to know the truth? Minus 8.5. I mean, you know, it's a big number, but they're playing so well, and the Eagles are just so piss poor. They covered last week in the luckiest of fashions. They're just a piss poor organization, and the Packers are vying for home field. I think they're going to play their asses off in the cold, and that's going to be a Packers game. It's going to be a late game too, and so it'll get dark. I like the Packers this week.
Well, John, by your theory of you play poorly one week, you play well the next week, Justin should be screwed with that Jets pick because the Jets are plus 9, but they're playing the Raiders, a Raiders team who was awful against the Falcons. They can't afford to lose another game.
No.
If they want to stay in a playoff chase. That's in New Jersey. I know they're the Jets, but they play in New Jersey. Plus 9, the Raiders need a strong performance, and the Jets are awful.
Right. And if you play piss poor this week, you're going to play well next week?
Yeah. Against a team who really has no incentive to win. Well, maybe the players do, but the organization as a whole doesn't want any wins coming their way.
I haven't seen – has anything happened to Josh Allen? Is there a reason that game moved that
much?
It is
weird because it's a home game for the 49ers, but they're playing in Arizona.
Yeah. Right?
So I'm not sure why that number flipped like that.
That flipped hard.
Yeah. Does Arizona play – like, is San Francisco, is that home away from home? And they play really well well in Arizona. I'm not sure why it would flip like that. Because they can't practice at home. They're not, maybe they're like, look, they're away from their families. They'll play better.
Yeah.
I got no idea.
No idea. Ni idea. I don't know. I haven't seen anything. Maybe there's some major injury to the Bills. But other than that, other than Josh Allen going down, I can't see a line moving 3.5 points. Just must have been just a bunch of money. A bunch of sharp money coming in on San Francisco that flipped that thing. I flipped that thing that hard. 1012 ESPN 97.5, 713-780-3776 is the number. 713-780-3776. We're going to do, how about we do our Coors Light Twitch break coming up here on ESPN 97.5. I'm on Twitch, so get on ESPN 975 Twitch. I don't know how you do that, whatever. I'm on right now, and I am going to be talking to you, everybody on Twitch. You can ask questions, and we can converse. I can talk to you. You cannot talk to me. All you can do is type stuff to me. So start typing any questions that you have for the Coors Light break. And the Coors Light break is my favorite break, if you want to know the truth. Everything about Coors Light is my favorite. It was my favorite yesterday. It was my favorite the day before, too. It's been my favorite for a long, long time now, and it's cold, clean, crisp, refreshing. It's Coors Light. It's the world's most refreshing beer. It's Texas chill. Yesterday out there in the cold, we didn't even need any ice for those mountains to be blue, and it was still wonderful. I'm telling you, even in the cold, you want refreshing, don't you? What do you want? A beer that's gonna parch you because it's cold outside? No, you still want to be refreshed. You want the world's most refreshing beer. and make it the official beer of whatever you do. I made it the official beer yesterday of golf. I made it the official beer of Eaton Cobos Q. I made it the official beer of everything I do. You can too. All you got to do is pick up a six pack, 12 pack, 24 pack of Texas Chill, and you are going to love it. It's Coors Light, the world's most refreshing beer.
This is ESPN 97.5.
Hey guys, Lance Zierlein here, and wait until you hear what my friends over at Bespoke Post are up to. Bespoke Post has brand new seasonal box of awesome collection for guys that are guaranteed to upgrade your life. They send guys the very best stuff every month, whether it's gear to upgrade your autumn craft beers or cozy threads, or maybe you just want some clothing for when the temperature dips. No matter what you're into, Box of Awesome has you covered, from style and grooming goods to barware, cooking tools, and even outdoor gear. To get started, go to boxofawesome.com and take the quiz. Your answers will help them pick the right box of awesome just for you. And they release new boxes every month across a ton of different categories. It's free to sign up, and you can skip a month or cancel anytime. Each box costs just $45, but has over $70 worth of gear inside. Get 20% off your first monthly box when you sign up at boxofawesome.com and enter the code BENCH at checkout. That's boxofawesome.com, code BENCH, for 20% off your first box.
On the battlefield, there's a saying America's military men and women live by: never leave a fallen warrior behind, ever. Off the battlefield, Wounded Warrior Project operates with the same goal: we leave no warrior behind. Wounded Warrior Project is a nonprofit organization created to help our men and women returning home with the scars of war. Whether those scars are physical or mental, we're here to make sure that they heal. And whether it's helping those with post-traumatic stress disorder live a normal life again, or giving much-needed support to injured warriors and veterans' hospitals, because no one deserves our help more than the men and women who risk their lives to keep us safe. Wounded Warrior Project. We never leave a fallen warrior behind. Ever. Learn more about what we do at woundedwarriorproject.org.
Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Del Olale.
That was fun, Coors Light people. Coors Light Twitch break. They get to talk. I get to talk to them in the break. I get to swear and stuff. They get to hear the real, everything that's really going on around here.
Did you do any impressions during the break? Because you were on an impression kick. There were no
impressions. No, I don't know, for whatever reason, no one ever asked me to do an impression, but I would. If anybody wants me to do, like, I can do Scooby Doo.
Huh.
Uh huh.
Okay.
Yeah.
That one didn't get as much play today as it did yesterday. You and Lance were locked in on some other ones today.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know what you're talking about. We're just talking in our normal voices. Uh-huh. I'm not sure what the hell you're talking about. Yeah.
Uh-huh, uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. And if somebody asks, are you and Del really homies behind the scene? Yes, best friends. Del and I are besties.
That's not really true.
That is accurate. In my mind, it is.
Well, you're delusional, so that's fine.
No. I mean, I think that you and I are best besties.
I don't know who asked you that question, but if they're still listening, I wouldn't say I'm friends with anyone here. I mean, I like people. I like Jose quite a bit. Jose's really cool. Jose,
me?
No. No, the list isn't very long. You're certainly not on it.
We're best friends. How can you not?
We're not best friends.
I think besties. BFFs.
No, I don't hang out. No, I don't think anyone can be your best friend who doesn't like to drink, because that is a big part of your life outside.
No, but, oh, yeah. I got a buddy who doesn't drink.
And are you his best friend?
Yeah. We're besties.
No. Yeah. Then how can I be your best friend if that's your best friend?
Well, I've got a lot of best friends.
No, you're like a like a teenage girl who says they have a lot of best friends.
Yeah.
You can't have more than one. That's what best means.
I'm exactly like a teenage girl other than the, you know, stuff.
You know the best team in college.
Tell you.
The best team in college football is LSU.
Right.
Clemson didn't get that title, too. You know why? Because there's only one best.
Right.
You only have one best friend.
Bestie.
Nah.
Yeah.
I've never agreed with that multiple best friend thing. It's nonsense.
Multiple best friends. Besties.
It's nonsense.
Yeah. I've got multiple besties.
I will tell you, I am not your best friend.
Mm-hmm. I think so. Mm-hmm. Hey, you are in my book.
Well, your book is blasphemy.
Okay.
You're blaspheming.
That's just, you can deny, but I know you'll come around.
Oh, it's been a while. How long has it been and I haven't come around?
I see you starting to turn a little
bit. I was an intern in 2007 and it's not turned around.
See, turning a little bit.
Nah, it's not.
Well, you think we should do Fireshade Friday?
Fireshade Friday is what we're calling it?
I don't know. That's what they were calling it on Twitch.
I mean, I guess.
Well, FU Friday, what was it?
F yeah Fridays with the press box.
We don't do F
yeah. We can do FU Friday.
We'll go FU.
I mean, I guess if people want to do it, I mean, that's all about the energy being brought from the callers.
Right. So, you know what? We'll try it. It will fling shade Friday.
That's what Colin, our intern, thinks it should be called.
Okay.
Fridays.
All right. Whatever the case may be, we will do that. And if you guys suck at it, then we're going to have to get out. We're going to have to bail right away. But this is totally, totally on you. So we'll do it at the bottom of the hour. Fling shade Friday. Fling some shade. Make some shade or something like that.
Throw some, make some shade.
Yeah, well, can you change that to fling some?
Make some shade.
No, I don't have the time for that. I don't have that guy on speed dial. He can call in.
You couldn't foresee this before the show started? Gotten in here at like 4 in the morning?
I don't have his number. How was I going to call him?
No, you could have done the voice yourself.
Make some shade.
No, that was Kim Jong-un.
That was
Kim Jong-un.
Fling some shade. Yeah.
I don't have his
number. If you were dedicated to the cause.
So then. I should have called the leader of North Korea to get him to do the voice?
Yeah.
Huh.
Okay. The leader of the free world.
I thought that was...
Not really the free world.
No, it's not that free in North Korea.
No, they're not free at all. We got a few minutes anyway before we get to fling some shade Friday at the bottom of the hour. James Harden is not reported yet.
He needs space. At least that's what Stephen Silas
is giving
him.
Yeah, you hadn't played that in a while, but Stephen Silas said, I really haven't called him.
I don't want to press up on them. Guys like that, they kind of just need to figure some things out.
Mm-hmm.
What's he going to figure out? He really wants to play with KD?
I think he's more worried. I mean, you want to talk about a horrific situation to put a rookie coach in where, hey, I want out of here. Oh, my goodness. So I'm taking over a team that's got Russell Westbrook and James Harden, and neither of them want to be there.
And one of them's already gone. Now you get the coach. A John Wall who appears to be healthy, but who knows? He hasn't played an NBA game since 2018. Boogie Cousins, who's injured. They get Christian Wood, who is a guy you have to hope plays the level he did to end the season. A lot of questions.
But you're going to get Bo Portered on this deal. See, a rookie coach walking into a situation, like how many times does it open up where you've got two NBA superstars, right?
Mm-hmm.
And you're taking over a playoff team with two NBA superstars, and you're like, yes, this is going to be good. I start my career with a winning record.
Yeah.
And then they don't want to be there, and you get whatever draft capital, whatever they draft or they trade for, and you're like losing, and you get Bo Portered. Well, you sucked at this. No, I didn't have any players, though.
It was
we're in a transition period.
Stephen A. Smith, he caught some heat, and as you're talking about the situation, I think to Steve Nash, Steve Nash has far less experience coaching in the NBA than Stephen Silas, but Steve Nash walks into a job with he has two superstars, and they want to be there. They endorsed him, at least initially, and then we had the Kyrie podcast where he's like, hey, we're all going to be coaches or whatever. But they endorsed him, it seems like, to be the coach there, walking into a pretty good situation. And remember, Stephen A. caught heat for saying black coaches don't get that type of opportunity to start off with, where they don't walk into these ready-made situations. And Stephen Silas kind of bucked that trend. He go, here's we got. He's got a real shot to be good right away, and then not so much.
Yeah, right. Well, we'll find out. I mean, we're going to find out whether or not James wants to be here. Apparently, he chose John Wall over Russell Westbrook.
Which we're still giving James a choice of teammates, which
yes.
is awesome.
Well, yeah. I mean, otherwise...
He'll get mad.
He'll, yeah.
But oh, you mean madder than...
fire Tillman.
You mean madder than requesting a trade?
Yeah,
but
right.
the guy who requests... I guess they're trying to do everything they can to keep him.
Placate him. You know, which is... I don't know if that's the right thing to do or mistake. You know what? You got to build your team, right? You've got to build your team.
The guy you shipped out talked about the culture issues. We saw the Clippers, all of a sudden, everything that came out about them, about how Kawhi and Paul George could determine when they wanted to play, when they wanted to practice. Kawhi, because he lived in San Diego, was late, made the team playing late. The Clippers, who had already been there, took issue with how the organization was now being run because of the two stars. So, and it appeared to fray at the end for them when they couldn't put away the Nuggets. But you know what the Rockets decide? Let's keep doing what we've been doing in the past.
Yeah, well... Boy, now it's fear. Now there's a fear factor. Holy crap. James, wait a minute. We James don't love James fire. In the postseason, but wait a minute. We might not even get to the postseason without James. We got to keep James.
You want to stay relevant?
Yeah. I mean, I can't. I really. James, guess what, bruh? It ain't going to be like this everywhere. You go to Brooklyn, and guess what's going to happen? You're going to have to defer to KD and Kyrie Irving. You ain't the man there now. You ain't the alpha.
Well, he told us he wants to play. Well,
oh, does
beautiful
he?
Basketball. Remember
does he?
That All-Star game Are conversation that we heard about?
Yeah. Are you, though?
I don't know. We all like to talk, get into James' psychology and what he's about and what he really wants. You've talked multiple times about how when he's around other All-Stars at the game, he defers a bit. But we heard when he did that whole Tom Rinaldi piece, which is where we got the whole... he talked about how he always thought he would be a bench guy and never have a chance to be a star, so he craved that. That's one of the reasons he was fine with being traded. You think? Are we going to say he's now tired of that because of the heat that comes with being that guy?
Could well be.
And now, you know what, he'd be more than fine being the second/third guy on a championship team?
It could well be.
Who knows? Maybe he's tired of what he catches every time things don't go well.
Putting on back, though. But he's still going to catch it. Guess what?
Not because
that's his.
He'll catch it here. In Brooklyn, you think he would catch it?
Oh, I think he'd catch it, too. Yeah, plenty. If he doesn't play well in a postseason?
Well, those two are champions, and if they don't win, and if he plays poorly, it would fall on him.
They still got their rings. He doesn't.
Yeah, that's true.
You know what? You can't accuse those guys of not being winners. Yeah, James still got that stigma. Yeah,
Kyrie may be a malcontent in some way, shape, or form, but he does have that shot, and he does have a title.
And, yeah, he might be crazy. I mean, some of the stuff he says, but, oh, well, he's got a ring, and he hit that shot to win it. All right, hey, it's time. Are you going to fling some shade? We're going to fling some shade on the other side. If someone this week wronged you, in any way, shape, or form, and they need a good flinging, then let's go. 713-780-3776. Let's fling some shade on the other side. But right now, I want to knock her socks off this Christmas. You give her the gift of comfort and relaxation, Tempting Touch pajamas exclusively from Pajamagram, America's PJ experts for nearly 20 years. Tempting Touch pajamas will keep her warm and cozy from head to toe while complimenting her every curve. They're made with micro velvet, a new fabric that's silky smooth and addictively soft. They're irresistible to wear and beg to be touched. She'll slip these on after a long day and start melting away her stress. You'll love them too. Check them out at pajamagram.com. And right now, when you order today, you'll get a great deal, free gift packaging. That means you don't have to wrap a thing. Beat the holiday rush. Get these Tempting Touch pajamas and get your free gift packaging today before this deal disappears. Just go to pajamagram.com. It's fast, easy, and delivery by Christmas is guaranteed. That's pajamagram.com. Tell them John Granato sent you.
ESPN 97.5. This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios,
Here's John Granato and Del Olale.
All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5. Let's go. We're going to fling some shade. All you got to do is give us a call at 713-780-3776. This is your segment, people. This is where you're able to shoot back at whomever wronged you, or if you just feel like something is not quite right and you need to throw some shade and right that ship. That's all you have to do is give us a call at 713-780-3776. Are you ready, Dell?
Let's throw some shade!
This is Throw Shade Thursday, brought to you by GiveMeTheVin.com.
All right, 713-780-3776. Don't be weak. You asked for it. Fling Shade Friday. Lorenzo's first up. What up, Lorenzo?
Hey, good morning, guys. First of all, listener on listener charity boxing. Make it happen. Y'all can do it. I want to fling shade at Mother Nature, man. First of all, daylight savings came around. The sun just took complete vacation. 5 o'clock, it starts packing its stuff and dipping. I miss sunlight. Then Thanksgiving comes around. I'm frying my turkey in shorts. That night, 40 days and 40 nights worth of rain, the whole weekend ruined the whole weekend. Then Sunday comes, and it's straight Antarctic, and penguins are walking around. You know, what's going on, Mother Nature? What happened? Did you not get your stimulus check? Talk to us. That's it.
I'm throwing some, make some shade.
Yeah. Apparently, Mother Nature doesn't know this is Houston. Lost her Google Maps. She's like, what? I know, right? I mean, I could have been playing golf every day. Yesterday, we had to play golf in cold weather. And cart path only.
Yeah, the struggle for you must have been.
Oh, my gosh.
How'd you overcome it?
Oh, my goodness. You want to talk about, I mean, heartache.
Did Jeff Van Gundy have to chastise you for lack of energy? Coach was cold out
there. He was cold out there. Felt for the man. Let's go, Mother Nature. Pick it up. Pick up your game. Lazy J, what up, buddy?
What's going on, Johnny G, R.I.P. Raheel? Yeah. Hey, buddy. Got that question for you. Hey, who do you think Nate Robinson has to knock out for him to get his black card back?
We've had this talk before about you talking about black cards. John will tell you you don't get to talk about it. Because he says you're whiter than him. You should be talking to John more than me because that man consistently tells you you're not black enough.
It is kind of true.
Well, he just tells me that because he wants to be black, so it's all good.
No, I am.
But
dark meat. There's nothing.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, there's nothing I can do about that.
Okay, if you're so black, let's take a trip to maybe like Sugar Land, Bel Air, like around midnight in my car and see if we don't get stopped and see if the cops will call you black.
He says,
don't worry. I've been pulled over for DWB.
No, you didn't.
Yeah, I did. I had an Escalade with the windows tinted.
And
I
what
got
happened?
Pulled over for DWB.
And you called your lawyer. Yeah, what did your lawyer?
I called my lawyer. He said, shut up, idiot.
Yeah. You okay. Know what? You know what? We don't call a lawyer for that because, okay, I understand what this is about.
Okay. My quick save this week is going to be to NBA 2K21. I purchased this over Black Friday weekend, and I started my career. And I was doing a storyline. All of a sudden, you know, I got the black character, you know, like always. And my girlfriend on the game was white. Like, I'm all for biracial dating, but damn, let me choose. Can I get a, you know, Hispanic girl, black girl, something like that? Damn, come on, 2K.
I'm throw some, make some shade.
That's it.
If you don't know, as he said, NBA 2K gives you a storyline option where you can, you know, live like an NBA player. And they're like, NBA 2K, what's the likelihood of this? Give him a white girl. That's kind of in line with what's going on, I guess. I guess.
Other than Larsa Pippen.
Yeah, that Malik Beasley of all people.
Ooh. I don't know what is his wife's descent?
I don't
she
know.
She appears to be Asian maybe some Hispanic mixed in.
She appears to be a younger version of Larsa Pippen.
Like, yeah.
Usually guys get the newer model.
He went
classic.
Yeah. Yeah. No. Lars is pretty strong though. Hey, you guys better pick it up. 713-780-3776. It always happens. They hear this and then they're like at the end of the segment they start call in now. 713-780-3776. La Raza, ¿qué pasó, mijo?
Juanito G, bring back Raizy. ¡Tabasito!
Patres.
Patres, gentlemen, good morning. I want to give a special shout out to my boy Dell. You know, I went over for Thanksgiving. Granny made some good cooking. You know, Dell Zach got the turkey up, man. Yeah, at least he didn't deport me. You know, trying to get me out of Home Depot. I appreciate it. Much love to the Dell family out there. And yeah, man, appreciate you having me over, man. It was fun, bro. I appreciate that, man. And I got two quick shades, man. I want to throw shade at everybody who didn't listen to Lazy J. I know it's crazy. He did have a credible source that the Texans were doing PEDs and steroids. And then now Will Fuller and Justin Reed, five for steroids, man. Thanks a lot, Brian Cushing. And then also my second shade is I want to tell everybody out there, be careful, please, man. Lock your doors, hide your kids, hide your wife. They breaking into these vehicles. They broke into my vehicle. Luckily, they didn't steal nothing. But, man, I'm going to tell you what. Whoever did that, hey, I hope you get two in the kneecap and your mom's a hoe.
Wow. Yeah, they're out there. People are out there right now. Is that
why you ride your bike to work now?
Yeah. No, I'm. Listen, be careful out there, all right? He's absolutely right. 713-780-3776. Is this Christian? Is it Christian?
Yeah, it's Christian.
Hey, Christian.
Great show, guys. You know, I love y'all. Listen every day. I want to fling some shade at both of you guys for not doing the double banger. I'm pretty sure that the Black Horse guy went plus one on one and the other guy went negative one on one. So I'm throwing shade. I might be wrong, but I'm pretty sure y'all didn't give me the double banger that the listeners wanted.
Well, first off, it was acknowledged. I'm going to throw shade because that's the only way I can. First off, it was acknowledged. John did do the double banger sound effect. I couldn't provide the extra because there's an issue with the computer, but it was acknowledged. John did it. Listen to the show, Christian, but we appreciate you nonetheless.
Well, I think Christian was probably right here. You just being lazy and didn't feel like
I wasn't. It wasn't that I didn't feel
I'm
like
pretty
doing
sure.
It.
That's the way I see it from over here.
Well, you can't see what's going on in here.
I know, but that's why
you don't have any technical ability at all, and you're going to come at me about being lazy.
Yeah. Okay. No.
I would give you an opportunity to run this board for 2 minutes, except no one would hear anything. Because you would destroy the station.
Well, that really doesn't matter. All
it wasn't
I know
laziness.
Is that from sitting over here not being able to see the board
you don't
or
know.
Anything that's going back.
Exactly.
I'm going to still think that you were just being lazy and didn't feel like doing
well,
it.
Well, I can see you trying to do a show, and I know you're throwing in the towel. You threw in the towel 30 minutes ago.
Yeah.
As soon as the Quincy Avery interview was over, you were done.
Oh, yeah. I mean, it's the weekend.
Yeah.
I mean, I got the Charlie Epps show, but other than that, I'm off.
Yeah,
let's get Jim in Pearland in here. Hey, Jim in Pearland.
Good morning, gentlemen. How are you this morning?
Good, man. How are you?
We're doing pretty good. Just want to throw shade at holidays, mostly Christmas. I'm saying the way times are, all this worrying about all this present shopping and all this stuff. Let's just cancel Christmas. I'm going to go out in the backyard Christmas Eve, fire up shotgun, and tell everyone Santa just committed suicide. I'm done.
I'm make some shade.
That got dark.
Really dark.
Shit. Do you think Santa Claus, that would be the way he killed himself with a shotgun? Wouldn't he just jump out of a sleigh?
Yeah. I mean
he's up there,
he's
really
way
high.
Up there.
Just jump out.
I don't know. Do you want to die from falling out of something up in the air?
Yeah, I don't think he wants to shoot himself with a shotgun.
I know,
though.
But that whole way down, you're thinking, boy, I wish I hadn't done this.
That's true.
That whole way down, you're like, oh, I immediately regret this decision.
In the next segment, we should figure out the best way for Santa Claus to die. Would he just get in a bathtub, turn on the hot water, and just... And that'd be it? How would Santa Claus end his life? Because Jim just brought it to the table.
I don't know. Man. How fed up is he with Mrs. Claus? I don't know.
Well, he's been with her a long time.
Yeah, I mean, this is like hundreds.
And this is the most stressful time of the year.
Thousands of years that Santa Claus has been.
and she always thinks he should be able to work faster. Oh, really?
The only time he ever gets away is on Christmas Eve night.
Just, and he's working the entire time.
Yeah.
Must suck to be Santa. Getting all these letters from kids written in crayon.
Blows being Santa. Yeah. Especially someone wants to kill himself.
Apparently.
Apparently, according to Jim. Santa's going to put a shotgun in his mouth. That's
you know how hard awful. That is? Wow.
Wow. That is dark, Jim. All right, that's the way we'll finish it.
I told you it was dark.
Heading towards News of the Weird to finish up strong here on ESPN. That was awful weak. Y'all were weak this week.
Mommy, where's Santa? He killed himself, honey.
Did you hear that shotgun blast in Jim's backyard?
That was Santa ending it all.
Time for me to talk about CBD. If you have anxiety, like Jim, apparently.
Or Santa.
You know what you need to do is chill, okay? Not Texas chill at Coors Light. How about CBD American Shaman? That's what you need. CBD American Shaman actually does help with anxiety. It helps me. It calms you down. It's one of the benefits of CBD oil. CBD oil is totally sweet. If you're looking for the best way to feel better, be it in your joints, your hips, your elbow, your knee, if you have any kind of issues, if you have head issues, if your pets have head issues, if they have anxiety issues, CBD American Shaman is here for you. All you got to do is go to shopcbdtx.com. They got a great deal right now. You buy a $100 gift card, and they're going to give you $120 worth of gift card at CBD American Shaman. That's a great deal. Now, you got to redeem it at the same store you bought it at, but that's no problem because that's probably the one nearest you. So shopcbdtx.com. You're looking for a great gift for somebody this holiday season. CBD oil. That's totally – they're going to go, wow, that's neat. Didn't think of doing that. You did. Because you heard this spot. ShopCBDTX.com.
This is Ed Too Tall Jones, and you're listening to ESPN 97.5.
I'm in love with the cocoa.
This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Del Olale.
In another unbelievable, high school sports, can they get any dumber? Apparently, OHSAA, and then where is this, in New Orleans? In Cincinnati. Oh, yeah, Ohio State. Apparently now... You are able to wrestle. You can wrestle in Ohio, but you can't shake hands. They're permitted to wrestle, but must refrain from handshakes before and after the match.
Yeah, we've been thinking, or at least watching this in sports throughout, and a lot of it is nonsensical. You guys can play football, and thankfully, at least we've seen no proof of team-to-team spread during game action, but only one person per team can be a captain because we're trying to keep you from spreading COVID for the minute or so you guys are tossing the coin. But play football, though. But
yeah.
One person per for the coin toss.
All
right.
That's gonna stop the spread. How stupid. You can't shake hands before or after the match, but you can... sweat and grab each other everywhere
and yell at each other.
Yeah,
we see it in soccer. Like when the Premier League came back, guys, no celebrations with each other. Stay socially distant. Don't dap each other up after the game. Foe, opponent, whatever, teammate, none of that. But play soccer for 90 minutes. But don't make contact with each other after the game.
Right.
All right.
Okay. You can't swap jerseys.
Nope.
Dell, Dunkin' Donuts is unveiling purple sugar plum macchiato. Are you in?
No, I don't like coffee.
Well, I know, but this is something special.
I don't care if it's special. I don't go to Dunkin' Donuts anyway. If I'm going to go to a chain donut place, it's Shipley's all the way. But I don't drink coffee, so I'm good. And it sounds very basic. Look, it's the craft beer of coffee. It's something AJ and Fred would drink if it was in beer form.
Yeah. No. Purple sugar plum macchiato. Doesn't sound like something I want to order if you want another drink.
No, it sounds almost depressing for me.
Sounds like...
There's too much going on.
Yeah. I mean, anything with sugar plums.
Look, I don't even know what sugar plums taste like. Look, I'm a basic...
It's a holiday thing, isn't it?
I guess so. For around Christmas. Look, I love a good Arnold Palmer when it comes, mix some sweet tea and lemonade. And I'm good. I love that stuff. But you know what? If I was drinking coffee, it'd be for fundamental reasons to stay up and be ready and do the show. I'm not looking for a sugar plum taste explosion.
Ain't looking about that.
No. Not looking for it.
There was an election in Namibia. Apparently.
Did they count all the legal votes?
Yeah, they did. And the winner is Adolf Hitler.
Whew.
My father named me after this man. He probably didn't understand what Adolf Hitler stood for as a child.
How could he not have?
I saw it as a totally normal name. Only as a teenager did I understand that this man wanted to conquer the whole world. He appears on the election as Adolf H. Unona.
Adolf Hitler.
Unona.
Yeah. I'm looking at him right now.
Yeah.
And he says his father didn't know. Why do you think your father gave the name Adolf Hitler if he didn't understand? You're in Namibia.
You're in Namibia.
You think your father didn't get it? Yeah, he knew. It doesn't mean that I'm striving for world domination. Well, you've already taken a political office, so who knows what you're looking for?
This is how Adolf started, by the way.
He didn't start as the leader of Germany from the jump.
Right. Hey, Dell, guess what? Here's something for you.
Mm-hmm.
There's a tickle bar opening in Dallas.
Oh, one thing. Apparently, Adolf and other Germanic names are not uncommon in the country because Germany ruled it until 1915. But the Hitler part seems like a bit much.
Yeah, that seems like.
Yeah. But what about bars?
Tickle bars. Tickle bar is opening in Dallas. Are you going to go?
I already have a picture in my mind of the people who go to a tickle bar. I don't look anything like them.
Yeah. Voluntourism. Just a voluntourism nonprofit called GlobeAware, Global Volunteer Vacations. It's why I'm doing it. I'm doing what I'm doing. We really rely on borders being open, planes flying, people feeling up for travel. I wish I could get somebody to tickle my back. Why don't people do that? So I decided I'm going to freaking do it. Who knows if it's going to work, but I'm going to do it. It's going to be called the Tickle Bar.
Is there a cover charge? Patrons can pay $40 or $60 depending on the length of the session, after which you'll receive a glass of wine and be taken to your own Moroccan-style tickle tent and receive any kind of tickle you want. Hair play, back tickles, or both. It's not any type of tickle I want, because it sounds... What if a guy goes in there and goes, yeah, I like your special tickle. Can I get one of those? If you get my drift... Is it a legitimate tickle place or one of those places where maybe you pay a couple extra bucks and you get a little something extra with your tickle?
Tickle this.
Yeah. I mean, if she's going the route of a massage parlor practically, but why wouldn't you add that detail?
Right. I mean, might as well, right? The whole deal. Go all the way.
It's already weird.
I can't stand to be tickled.
Neither. I hate it. I haven't been tickled in probably since I was... a teenager.
Yeah.
Who does that to an adult?
No, but people will like put in your like,
even still. I mean, maybe you have kids, so they might try to do it to you. Not maybe recently, but before. Who's tickling anyone anymore? Who in your life is trying to tickle you?
No. Kids, you know.
That's about it.
That's it. That's all.
I hate it. I've always hated it.
Yeah. Granny doesn't try to tickle you?
She does other stuff, John.
Tickle this.
I don't have to say that. She knows.
Arby's is testing boneless buffalo wings, Del, and crinkle fries. Well, cost just $5.
We had this discussion yesterday. Well, I wasn't involved, but the press box did. Are boneless wings really even, should they even
they're
be called
not
wings?
They're not wings.
They're pieces of chicken.
Yes.
No, I don't care. If I will go to a place that specializes in that particular thing. There are enough chicken places around the city. I don't need to go to Arby's for it. Just like I wouldn't go to Buffalo Wild Wings for roast beef. Like, that's Arby's thing. Why am I going to Arby's for chicken?
Well, Arby's. Well, but Arby's does have a good chicken sandwich.
That's fine. That's
you ever
different.
Have their chicken cordon bleu? Or?
No, that's different. What I'm talking about, there are wing places. A lot of people have good chicken sandwiches, at least relatively speaking. Why would I go to Arby's for wings?
Well, I don't know. You're just there. Oh, well, let me try those.
That's not going to whatever, Arby's. Do what you have to. I'm not going there anyway.
A model and a photographer have been arrested. Apparently, they did a sexy photo shoot at an ancient pyramid. Mm. The photo shoot was of this girl, this female. She's pretty thick, actually.
Well, okay.
And she's in this white dress, and she kind of turns around, and you see her side and backside, but she's in a dress, and they've been arrested.
What country were they in?
In Egypt.
Huh. So you did that in a Muslim country?
Yeah.
People are just stupid.
Yeah.
Just dumb.
Well, I mean, by the pyramids, what? You just turned around, had a little sexy look.
But you knew what you were doing.
Yeah, right.
Don't be dumb.
In Egypt, I imagine you best keep that.
I don't
that veil on, girl.
I don't know that in particular, but I just know probably you shouldn't do things in countries that are somewhat restrictive. Knock it off.
Yeah. Apparently there's North Carolina has a too tall bandit going on. And he's a prolific bank robber known as the too tall bandit, back in action after a 2-year hiatus. Did you miss the too tall bandit?
I'm glad he's back in action. I was a little worried that that the guy had fallen off and maybe something had happened to him.
Yeah.
It does warm my heart that he's back doing his thing. And he just robs banks, right? He doesn't rob individuals.
No, he's banks.
All right, I'm good with that.
He's 6'8". He's believed to have robbed 16 banks in Tennessee, North Carolina, and South Carolina.
You got to be pretty good at what you do to be 6'8" and rob that. First of all, to rob 16 banks and get away with it.
I know.
But to be 6'8" and do it, he's good at what he does.
He's pretty damn good.
Yeah.
Pretty damn good. If you can get away with it 16 times, now 17?
And you're not inconspicuous. You're 6'8".
You're 6'8". Do you think it's an NBA player? Which one do you think it is?
What was...
It can't be a Rocket because they don't have any 6'8 players. So that...
What was Robert Covington, like 6'7"?
I think he might have been 6'8 or 6'9".
You think one of the Morris twin who didn't get the big deals, Robin Banks,
maybe,
to make up for it?
Could be. We'll start there. We'll start our investigation there.
I think that's my number one suspect. Morris twin. The minimum Morris twin. That's what I'm going to call him. I don't remember his name, so I'm just going to call him the minimum Morris.
See, here's a problem. A bald man in Kentucky caused a disturbance at a salon. He had to be detained because apparently he asked the worker if she had a product to bring his hair back, and she told him no.
And he got upset?
So he was upset. If he was living here in the city of Houston...
You can go to one place, right?
Go see Doc Linville.
Yeah.
975hair.com.
That could have been Fred if he hadn't met Doc Linville.
I know, right? He could have been, yeah, Fred could have been arrested
Fred
for causing
been,
a disturbance in a salon.
If he hadn't have met Doc Linville.
Right.
Doc Linville saving lives, keeping guys out of prison.
Keeping you out of prison for like 2 years here in the city of Houston.
You can hear John, if you love yourself some John, you love yourself some golf, John will be on a golf show tomorrow.
Tomorrow morning.
Tomorrow morning at what, 8?
8 to 9.
8 right to
here 9. On ESPN 97.
So don't forget, if you haven't got enough of John already, you must be one miserable person. But if you haven't, Saturday, 8 to 9, the golf show.
Right.
Right here.
Charlie and Billy. And right now, if you want to be a champion, all you got to do is go to champion.energy/1560 and start saving money. I know it's cooler out right now, so you're not even thinking about your air conditioning. Well, we got our air conditioning on in here, which is why I got a jacket on because it's so flipping cold. But here's the deal is we keep our air conditioning on overnight, and it's just, you got to have it. And oh, by the way, it's not going to be this cold all the time here. I don't know if you heard, but the city of Houston is hot a lot. So if you're looking for the best way to save money every single month with your electricity bill, go with mine and Alex Bregman's, okay? Me and Alex Bregman. All you got to do is go to champion.energy/1560. That's champion.energy/1560.
ESPN 97.5.